Good morning, you're tuned into the M&M Show. That's Maria in the morning. The time is now 8:08, and I'm your host, DJ Fantail, better known as Navy Petty Officer Maria Alvarez. And as promised, right here in the studio, I have MWR Fitness and MWR Sports. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Woo, good morning. Good.
Mondays, am I right?
Yeah, we love it.
Yay, I also love Mondays. More so only 8 o'clock, you know? Like the rest of the time, I'm just kind of in here like, wow,
obviously,
I can't believe
This is the highlight of our week, and I'm sure it's the highlight of yours.
Oh, really gets me going.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, ladies, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
I am going to do some just some pool updates for Splashers Pool and then heading into the fall.
And then for sports, we're just going to talk about the upcoming Captain's Cup tournament. Happening very soon.
Absolutely love it. Love it. Definitely been looking into that. So before we get into that, you guys know that, of course, we have a question of the day on this Music Monday. We want to know, what song can you listen to over and over again, or basically one that just never gets old?
I know for me, one that never gets old, especially if you're hanging out with friends or at a bar, Mr. Brightside.
Absolutely
the Killers,
love it.
Right? Am I right?
Yeah, you are right.
For me, I would say anything Jack Johnson, because it just takes me back to the days when I was young and college and youthful, and every guy with a guitar would just sit there and play Flake and sing along, and we'd all just jam out to a little Jack Johnson.
Awesome. And then when they had their guitars and they were just with Heather, you know, of course they just try to serenade her.
Yes, but always, all the time.
Absolutely love it. So keep it right here. We're talking all things of fitness and all things of sports on 105.9 AFN Saginaw. That is a station serving you America's best. You're just now tuning in. I have Heather and Angelina right here in the studio. We're going to focus on MWR Fitness first, though. So, Heather, for those who have been enjoying, you know, time laying out in the sun, what do they need to know about Splashers Pool?
Yeah, so Splashers Pool is what we call the pool at NAS1, especially in the summertime with the slides and the kiddie pool and all the things. So just as a reminder to everybody that this is the last full week of Splashers Pool. The pool will be closed officially for the season at the end of Labor Day. So it's open on Monday next week, not today. So you've got from tomorrow through next Monday to enjoy all the splashers you want, go down the slide as many times as you want from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. After that, the pool goes back to its normal NAS1 pool lap swim hours and structure, if you will.
Yeah, of course. So definitely soak it all up. And luckily it is open on Memorial Day, since that is on that Monday.
Oh, yeah. So that's the last Monday that it will be open. Today, again, the pool is closed. But tomorrow through next Monday, you can enjoy the pool from 11 to 6. And then after that, the slides get closed, the splash pad gets turned off, and it turns back into strictly lap swim. As far as the NAS2 pool goes, nothing changes there. It just continues to keeps on keeping on.
Yeah, obviously.
Nothing new. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then when lap swim is open, are there any days that you can't stop by for lap swim? Or
so Saturday and Sunday it's closed. So in the summertime the pool is Tuesday through Sunday, but the rest of the year it'll be basically Monday through Friday. So there is a break in the middle of the day for our lifeguards to get a little rest, get a little lunch, but outside of that the pool will be open.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Now, Heather, what's new with MWR Fitness?
Yeah, so we're super excited because we are offering a new class starting in September. We've got a new instructor. Her name's Kayla. She's awesome. We're super excited. She's going to be teaching an early morning class at NAS2. So all my active duty listening, if you're over there and you're looking for an alternative to some solo PT options, Kayla's got you covered from 5:30 a.m. until 6:15. So I said it is early. It gives you plenty of time to shower and still get back to work in time, or head back to your house to shower there and then make it back to work. So it's an early morning class, 5:30 to 6:15. It's going to be a little HIIT, a little core, a little bit of everything, get you fit for life.
That's awesome. Kayla is very, very motivated.
Yeah, so that'll be Tuesdays and Thursdays. So come out, join Kayla starting on September 4th, the Tuesday after Labor Day.
The third.
The third. This is why I need Angelina.
Absolutely.
Better half.
Absolutely. They come as a package deal. And then, as always, if you do want to check out that fitness schedule, it's always posted on MWR's website and then also over on the Facebook page.
Woohoo, yeah.
Absolutely love it. We want you, though, to keep it right here. We're going to shift focus just a little bit, and we're going to be highlighting MWR Sports. If you're just now tuning in, I have Heather and Angelina right here with me in the studio. We talked all about MWR Fitness. Now we are switching it over and we're talking about MWR Sports.
Go Sports.
You stole it right from my mouth, Angelina. So, Angelina, how can people rack in some much-needed Captain's Cup points this season?
Yeah, so we're winding down the end of the Captain's Cup competition for this year, so there's only a few competitions left, but the one that is coming up is our Captain's Cup 7-on-7 soccer tournament. So the registration deadline for that is Friday, the 30th.
Wow.
August is over.
Already.
Yeah. And then after that, we have volleyball. We have a 3-on-3 sand volleyball tournament coming up along with the indoor volleyball season. And I believe there's a racquetball tournament happening starting in September, but the registration deadline is towards the end of September. So when we get there, I'll remind everybody for the exact date.
Of course. And so with these other tournaments, like you said, are those also Captain's Cup or?
So we have a Captain's Cup tournament, which is for Captain's Cup, you need to compete with and for your command. So if your command decides not to compete, we will get you on a team, but you have to be pretty much 90% of your team needs to be your command. And then after the Captain's Cup tournament, we have a intramural soccer league. So intramural versus Captain's Cup. Intramural, you can play with whomever you want from any command, and then Captain's Cup is strictly command-based competition.
Okay. I'm tracking what you're putting out. So those, as you called them, the people who may not have people participating from the command, those free agents, if you will, if they'd like to join in for the season, how can they put their name in the hat?
So you could shoot me an email or give me a call at the office, DSN. What is my DSN? 624-3785. Yeah, and you can also look me up on Global. My last name is Gott, G-O-T-T. You shoot me an email and say, hey, I want to be a free agent. I don't think my command is registering a team. I'll put you on our free agent list, and once registration closes, we will disperse the free agents accordingly.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely got to take advantage. And again, if you know, you're just kind of like, guess I'll skip over Captain's Cup. Maybe it's not for me. There is intramural. And from what I hear, you can play with whoever you want, right?
Yes.
Doesn't matter command or anything.
Yeah. And again, if you're new here and you don't necessarily have like a group of friends or a team, once again, we'll have free agents and we can get you on a team for the intramural season as well.
That's awesome. So, ladies, and we talked about, you know, it was a little lighter. I feel like, you know, it's winding down. Summer's kind of like coming to a closing. So it's like, all right, we're switching gears a little bit, focusing on some of those sports, also focusing on, you know, the services that we offer throughout the summer. But is there anything else that you would like for our community to know out there?
Thank you for your patience while the NAS2 gym construction is still underway. We're getting closer, but still no exact date on when it will all be finished.
Aww.
So appreciate you guys hanging in there with us.
It'll be worth it. It's going to look so good when it's done. It's just not there yet. But
yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, of course. Again, NAS 2 gym. That's NAS 2 gym, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't go over there. So it's one of those, like, I'd be really curious to see it. So I'll definitely, like, pop in. But for sure, like, I'm like, NAS 1 gym works perfectly fine right now. So.
Well, Angelina's heading over there right after this, so if you want, you could just hop in and carpool and you could check it out.
Oh, I can't options. leave until 9, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I do have another PSA. I'm sorry, especially about NAS2. So the NAS2 turf field, I know we use it a lot. I'd just like to ask our patrons if they could kindly just make sure they're cleaning up after themselves and putting away their garbage and the dedicated garbage cans that we have out there. I went out there and I've been cleaning up a lot of junk that might have been spilled over from people hanging out at the on the turf when they play pickleball or softball, or just ask, you know, we're a community, we need to work together to keep our spaces clean, and I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Don't worry, Angelina. I'll be putting that out just for you, too, throughout the week.
Thank you.
So don't worry about it. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in here, entertaining me this morning. Always a pleasure hearing from MWR Sports and Fitness.
Thanks for having us.
Go Sports.
Awesome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.